Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so glad you're joining me. Today's program is going to bless you. I know that you're going to be excited. I believe God's going to charge your life with a new direction for your life. This is going to be a great program. You know, living gloriously is what this program's all about. And this is why we're here. I'm right here in Studio C, and Chrissy's here with
me. Yes, ma'am. Love being with you. You know, it's 2025.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
Yep, but I'm ready to really take this year's theme, this ministry theme, and run with it because it's a good one.
It is a good one. It says, create your world and walk in it.
And
we're doing it.
We are doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so excited that you're tuning in today. And I know that this is just going to heighten your expectation for this year and forever. And people are watching all over the world, Miss Kathy, and they're getting charged up about what God's doing in their lives.
That's right, because Jesse preached in the service, Sunday service, our first Sunday service at Covenant Church, sharing with the whole world what God put on his heart for this year. And we're believing that this is going to be a record year for you, that your life is going to totally change. You know, it does matter what you think about it. It does matter who you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. And when you want to create your world, we're really talking about basing your life on the Word of God, speaking and doing what God said, following his example.
Yes.
We serve a God who called those things that be not as though they were. They were. He created the world that we see. So we're going to follow his example, put the Word of God into practice, and see change in our lives and in yours.
Ooh, you preaching, Miss
Kathy.
Hallelujah. I love it. We have a glorious story I want to share. It was
okay.
Actually from a previous Glorious Living program, so it's a viewer. Hopefully you're watching right now. It says, Miss Kathy, you are all my family, and because of your willingness to do teachings, I'm sure there are so many more people receiving from the Lord. My Christmas wasn't as lonely as it could have been. You were with me. I'm so grateful. I use my phone to hear the word through wonderful spirit-filled and spirit-led men and women of God such as yourselves. Huge hugs, and I love you so very, very much in Christ Jesus. Isn't that great?
I love that. I think what we did during the Christmas holidays, because there's so many people that are alone.
Yes.
And so I love what you and the team did. You put together a lot of different programming. We went 24-7 for that.
Yes.
I think it was Christmas Eve all the way to Christmas
all
Day.
All the way
a whole 24-hour period nonstop, and she must have been blessed by
yes.
that.
Yes. And she said, you're family. And I just love that because we are a huge family here at JDM, and we want you to feel that. We want you to know you're never alone.
That's
and
right.
That together all things are possible with God.
That's right. So be sure
yes.
and always send us your comments. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, because our team loves to get together and pray with you. We want to hear the results of those prayers as well.
Oh, yes. My favorite part of my job. One of the many favorite parts.
Yes. Yeah. I always get to read those good testimonies. I love writing about them in our magazine. In fact,
yes.
you have a copy of our newest magazine.
I sure
magazine
do.
Here.
Isn't this beautiful? And it has Boss right there on the cover with our theme, Create Your World and Walk in It. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
That's the basis of the scripture for that theme for this year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can also get this digitally. We have
we
a hard
can.
Copy here, and you can get a hard copy if you write in, give us your mailing address. But you can watch it right now on the app. It's
oh, yeah.
there.
And
it lives there. All the old past issues as well as this one's there now.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have it also in Spanish.
In Espanol, yes, for our Spanish
digital
readers.
Version only at this point, but it's such a blessing to know that you can grab that content. There's mm-hmm. great articles in there, more testimonies, always engineered to bless you. Our passion is to see that your lives touched and changed. Our vision is reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. We've been doing that for 49 years
wow.
now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that a blessing?
That is so awesome.
Woo.
God's
so
good.
So good. And today we have another family member. We're going to
yes.
actually family, part of our family, spiritual family. We're so excited to welcome back Tyler Janes to Studio C. Tyler is a multi-talented Christian musician, songwriter, and published author. He is also the drummer on our Covenant Church worship team and just released another anointed album entitled Discover. Tyler is back with us today to discuss the impact of our ministry's theme for this year, which is Create Your World and Walk in It. Thank you, Tyler.
There
glad
he
to be
is.
Here again.
I always love it when Tyler's in the house. I could hear the energy and the
right.
joy throughout the house when
you
I
what,
walk through the building.
I get so excited.
Loving
you know,
it.
He's like my brother from another mother,
right.
Tyler. You know, we've known each other for a long
right.
time. You're good friends with my husband, Luis. And every time, Miss Kathy, that's the truth, when he walks in, it's like the bubbles just erupt.
Fun,
you just
yeah.
get excited.
Exactly.
It's fun.
His middle name is Fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I thrive.
The joy
on fun.
Of the Lord is your strength.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's love that.
Yeah, coming here feels like once again I've been here. I think my parents 2006, 2007.
Wow.
Oh, at Covenant Church
at Covenant
when you
Church.
Were just a teenager, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then I think 2010 10, I graduated LSU, and that's when I started playing drums here. So I'm like, geez, it's been a long time.
You're officially family.
It's been
part of the JDM Covenant Church family.
Right, exactly.
And so, we love having, in fact, I remember Jesse once or twice, he's referred to you in the service saying, if I ever had a son, I would love it to be Tyler.
Musical.
He didn't mean that against your father. To clarify that one day, your dad, he's been on the program, Terry, and he is so easygoing. He took it in the right way. The qualities, the gifts that God has placed in you are just so precious. And Jesse just recognized that. And awesome. I hope you know that I feel the same way.
Thank you.
Oh, and me too. You're my spiritual brother. Can we make that happen? It's official now.
It's official.
We the family. That's so great.
And we have so many that are family that are watching here that they feel like they're part of this. We get so many comments from people that they're, like we read in the testimony, they're our family.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what this theme is seems to be going at. And that's what God, we're all part of God's big family.
Right.
Even though you may live in another nation, you may live in another, maybe just next, in the same city. Maybe you just live in another state in the U.S. But regardless of that, we're connected in the spirit. And I believe today God has called you to tune in to watch because God wants to encourage you. And we're going to talk about our theme for this year. And I know Tyler, God has put some things on Tyler's heart that he's going to share as well.
So absolutely. Good.
Yep.
Yes.
Create your world. And I loved it because he just preached it this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I love how y'all keep it under wraps. Like he's got the theme, but don't
share. He makes feel the anticipation.
He's the one that does that. Uh-huh. He swears us to secrecy.
Right.
You know, we have to type it up, maybe get it ready for the magazine, but he says, don't say anything.
Right.
He wants to just...
let it all kind of hit.
I think it's so fun keeping the secret, though. I'm like,
we had like the great reveal. I guess you want to call it that. It was a big reveal.
Which was funny because then I get the, hey, you're going to be on Glorious Living. You're going to, if you could tie it into the theme, but I don't know what the theme is yet. So
Sunday,
I'm like, taking notes. Got it.
But I believe it's going to touch people this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you even told me you think it's the best you've had.
Oh, I definitely do.
He always has a new theme. And like you said, he doesn't have to have a theme. But God unites our hearts together with one statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always Bible-based. Exactly. And this, of course, is in Philippians, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that I love the fact that when God, the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write that, he wrote it in the first person.
Yes.
So many times you have to switch, you
can
switch things around in Scripture and put yourself in it. But this one, you don't have to do a thing. Just read it.
Right.
And take possession of that.
Yeah.
Take ownership of that scripture.
Yeah, it's so good. You know, Miss Kathy, you're right. It is I think this is my favorite theme that I've heard so far. And when we were talking about all being family, well, one of a boss's points, and I have notes. When I tell you I have material for Faith the Facts, I mean, throughout the whole year, I'll have topics for him. But he shared something. He said, we have the DNA of God. Mm. And that's what a family is, sharing DNA.
True. Yeah.
And so it links. So when we said that, I said, that's so anointed and true. Because we all, in a world that seems like everybody has so much animosity towards each other, we really are so much alike. We need to embrace that we're all children of God.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
I love that.
Yeah, and the world will know us by our love, even for each other. And I've had that where I've had like just a friend and we're just having fun in a car together. And I think we're ordering some Taco Bell or something random. But the girl was like, wow, y'all must be Christians. Because we connected. It was up in Arkansas.
Yeah.
But it was just because of like our love for one another that she asked for like, can you pray for me? I'm going through something. Like, yeah, we'll pray for you.
Wow.
But it was just because of our love. And that's what the Bible says. It's because of your love for one another.
Yeah.
It's like the world will begin to see, the
love
of God manifested.
That happened to us just recently. We were at a dinner with some friends that flew in. Actually, it was the Shuttlesworth. They flew in to eat oysters. You don't want to eat oysters anywhere but South Queensland.
Right.
We were having such a good time. At one point, I know we were dominating the entire room. We were laughing so loud. It was so much fun. And so at the end, when we were leaving, we basically shut down the restaurant. Almost no one was in there. Just some of the servers were cleaning up. The waitress that waited on us said, can you pray with me? Jesse shared that on Sunday. And it was so real. And so, in fact, it looked to me, she says, I'm not really religious, but, can you pray for me? I'm going through some things.
Yes.
And so she recognized that the presence of God was there at that table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We said some things about the Word of God, but mostly the joy of the Lord was just emanating from our table.
Almost like explosive.
It was. It was like a magnet, too. People are attracted to that. And so another little waitress, maybe I felt like it was one that had been witnessing to her because she seemed to know more about the Lord.
Okay.
And so she joined in with the prayer. We had about five or six of us there doing that. And it was so powerful.
That's so good.
And so I believe that her world began to be real. She began to realize that she can create her world.
Yeah.
With prayer and with the Word of God and a change. Sometimes you have to just change your lifestyle.
Amen.
Make
That's
the right
good.
Choices, yeah. you know, and realize that you really are connected to God. So let's start acting like Him.
Right.
What did He do? He called those yes. things that be not right. as though they were.
Right. It stirs me up. I love it. And you yeah. know, I follow Tyler on Facebook and you write some great statuses all the time. There's one you just recently did and you said you have to make a plan.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, that goes so perfect with the theme. Can you kind of expound on what you posted?
For sure.
Because I shared it. It was that good. It was that good.
I mean, where that post came from was ultimately, it was like this past month, the Lord was really speaking to me about, because I love it, create your world and walk in that. Yeah. But it's almost like you have to debunk a lot of religious thinking, which can almost be like, no, let it be your will. But God's like, no, like you create. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what the Lord was speaking to me about, kind of like overcoming like too much of like putting everything in God's hands. So that's why that plan, like sometimes we'll have a dream, which is great and it's from God, but mm-hmm. it's like, we need to like take ownership of the authority that I have.
Yes.
I need to make some decisions. Like, you know, it's not just going to happen, mm-hmm. even though God's saying, you know, I have this dream for you or you create your world. So let me just, I don't have that one, but this will tie into it because it's been a theme for me this past year. So once I heard him preach on it, I was like,
So do you regularly post things on your...
Just when I'm inspired.
So which is
a couple
often,
seasons
though.
I'll hit it. It's a couple seasons. Like, it's been a little sporadic this time.
I know you've written those two books.
You got that's one what of they're
them
based
with. Is
of.
This your newest one that you have here with you?
No, this was actually Volume 1.
Volume 1, but you have Volume 1. Can you just show it to people so they can see
for
it?
For sure, for sure.
Just, it's so good. It's a great one. Devotional yeah. tool, especially for young people.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. Tyler comes and speaks to our young people some now and again, and we love it. In fact, he went with them on their last
that was so fun.
summer camp thing. I think they all went to the Believers Convention together.
Yeah.
And
yep.
so it was powerful.
It is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in the same theme. Watch. That's why I pulled this, too, just so I have it.
Okay.
Like, my day 2 said, get firm. I often find myself waiting on something that's already been waiting on me. It's
wow.
like waiting for your waiter while your waiter's waiting on you. Nothing's going to happen, and you're going to remain hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, so I'm basically just saying, like we're waiting on God, but sometimes God is waiting on us.
That's so good. Yeah.
Like we think, like, what's the delay? The delay is that you need to, like, make a decision.
Yeah.
And that's that whole thing, create your world and walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what the Lord was speaking to me about. It's like, your authority matters.
Yeah.
Your will matters, like, because you want to pray that. You want to be in submission to God
of
and
course.
Like, yeah, your will be done. But there comes a point in maturity where now He's like, now your will be done.
Right. Well, once you know that what you're praying for is God's will, like, you know God
yeah.
wants you healed. Bible says it's not, and you know He wants your family saved. God says the Word says it's not His will that anyone perish, but all come to life.
Right. Mm.
So there's so many things you can know that God's will for you to prosper. He says, I wish that you prosper and be in health in all things
right.
and all that, in every way. And so once you know those things are firm, you can start thinking, well, how does that happen in my life? What practical things
yes.
Can I expect to work this out
right.
in my life, you know?
Yeah, and you're making a choice to, like, all right, I choose to line up with this Word. But it's like our will is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you have to step into it. You have to say, okay, I choose this path. And those were some of the scriptures that I was reminded of in Deuteronomy. Hey, we're calling on heaven and earth to witness the choice you're about to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blessing and curse, or blessing and cursing. But it was really the what
is that
stuck out to
Joshua 1? Or what is that? 20? What is that?
That was, I didn't actually even write it down. It was just the scriptures that were coming. But it was like, there's the blessing and there's the curse.
Okay.
It could have been that too. Yeah.
Choose.
And like choose. But before it said choose, it's like, what is it? Calling on heaven and earth to witness the choice you're going to make.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting. Like that, Adam, you named the animals.
Yeah.
And so it's like a lot of what I would call like the religious thinking was like, no, Lord, your will be done. But if He said you named the animals, He gave you that authority.
He even named Eve.
Right.
Okay.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
But if He wouldn't have made that decision, nothing would have happened.
Exactly.
Back to that
He had
weight.
To open His mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so often I see people come up for prayer and they just keep their mouth closed. Open your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pray. Speak it out.
Yep.
Don't be so afraid. God will not lead you in the wrong way. He's going to guide you even in your prayer life.
Yes.
So open your mouth and let God hear what's in your heart.
Yep.
Yes.
Love that.
And really think about what you're saying. That's one of the things I'm putting into practice as well with this new theme, you know, speaking it out. But what are you saying that's not serving you or your family? Are there things that you're even just out of habit, you're saying things that the meaning of it's pretty intense, and you have to reflect on what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a time where we just need to be still and be quiet and just say, is this better if I just retract this statement? Do I have to get in my feelings right now, or do I let God take control and not let this take me to another path that's not going to be good? Yeah. Another statement that boss said that I just loved was, faith isn't wishy-washy. And how many times we make New Year's resolutions and we say, I'm going to do it. This is the time. I'm putting the carbs away. Right. I'm getting on the treadmill. Next morning, you get up and you're like, yeah, I can't today. It's too cold and my bed's too warm. It's not wishy-washy.
Right.
Faith is constant. It's firm, like you were saying. It makes a plan, and we need to stick with that. Mm-hmm. And those are just some of the things I took from him. I was like, wow, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, it's like your decision really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's like I just felt that where it's like I've tended to be like that too. It's like, oh, I'm waiting on you, God. And it's like, he's not waiting on me. Like, there's some things I need to be doing and stepping back to the plan, some real steps. And especially coming from a creative mindset for like music, it's like I have to just start with like the smallest inspiration. And then when I take that step, then, you know, I can adjust from there. But if I never take the step, nothing's ever going to happen.
So
the opposite would be indecisiveness. And I feel like we get stuck in indecisiveness sometimes. And we're like, I'm waiting on God. But it's like, you're actually not waiting on God. Sometimes that's masking fear.
You're right.
Or you know
I'm
what I mean?
Like,
you need to take some practical steps.
Yeah. So many people they're bound up by fear of failure.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they never really do anything.
Right.
And don't be afraid to make a mistake. You know, God will lead and guide you. If you don't get it quite right, you can always repent and turn to Him and say, Lord, I messed this up. Help me get back on the right track. You know, so often people say they've never heard the voice of God, but many times that's because they didn't obey Him when He spoke to them in the first place, and they've kept walking on their own path.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to what God told you to do, maybe search your heart and find out what's something that maybe God spoke to you to, and you've been procrastinating, think you're waiting on God.
Right.
He's waiting on you.
Right.
Then you'll begin to hear His voice, and He'll be able to direct you. You know, He speaks to us in so many different ways.
Yes.
He speaks to us through His Word, first of all. Is this inward spirit. You may not hear an audible voice, but you'll have a knowing inside your heart that God is leading you in a certain way. And it's something, if it's God, you won't be able to get away from
it.
It's going to continually come back, and it's going to be pulling you. God leads us with that still, small voice.
Yep.
I just love that. It's so powerful.
And like inclinations, like why am I inclined to certain things?
I love this.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like, and I think I said that in my Facebook post, sometimes it's like I don't know, it's like, it's not as cool or super or like, I don't know, as we thought it would be. So we kind of discount, like you're expecting too big of a deal. And it's like, no, God's leading. It's like, what about your inclinations? What about these desires? Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So it's actually like, no, acknowledge like the desires, acknowledge the inclinations. It's like, you know, stop waiting for some grand thing to like, I have to get this big old confirmation to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought about that.
Every journey starts small.
Exactly.
You have to have a plan first. Then you take the first step. If you don't take the first step, you're never going to get anywhere.
Right.
And it has. And some people don't want to take that first step because they want to make sure it's solid.
Yeah.
But that first step is often a faith step.
Yes.
And when you obey that, then God is. Have to realize that helps train you to know that God will always be with you. And I remember when I took so many first steps. When I think back over my life with the Lord, many of them were scary because it was unknown and things I wasn't qualified for. But I knew God was moving me in that direction. And had I not taken those steps, I think I was just thinking, just even this morning in the last couple of days, meditating on the fact that where would I be now if I would not have taken those steps that God was prompting me to, even though I didn't understand the whole where we were going, whether it was starting the church or any other outreach or beginning this program, things that we were doing, every different outreaches and so many things God led us to do. If I would not have taken that step, how many lives would not have been touched?
Right.
And so God, the part that we play, I guess you'd say that, in this world is so important because all of us are interconnected.
Right.
And what I do affects so many lives. Had I not started the church, I wouldn't have even known you.
Right.
Because your family came in 2007 when we had another pastor that was in place, Brother Saul Strand, who we love dearly, and who's in heaven today. But the church goes on. God puts people in positions, and here you are, right here on the couch.
I know.
Part of the family.
Which was another point he had talking about that ripple effect, like the ripple effect of your faith, the ripple effect of your life and your choices you make. And it's usually the small things that can really create huge momentum and seeds.
Yeah, and it's I think it's important for people to realize that they are important to the plan of God.
Absolutely.
You know, don't belittle yourself or think less of yourself. Every one of us are so important to the plan of God. If without, it's like a beautiful tapestry that's woven by God. And if you wouldn't be doing what God's calling you to do, that would be a hole in that tapestry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The image would not be as beautiful. So keep moving forward. Don't give up. Create your world and walk in it.
Oh, it's so good. See, I told y'all, this is one of my favorites. You know, our past Faith the Facts boss did. It said, do you believe in yourself? That was the question.
Yeah.
And when you talked about, you know, loving yourself, loving the gift that God's put inside of you, letting it shine out. You know, boss even mentioned in his sermon, and go back and watch
you
it.
Have
watch
to.
This first.
Of course. Don't stop.
And then go back. Yeah, don't
then
stop.
Then watch this after you watch.
Once you watch his, you're going to want to watch it twice.
Yeah, oh, I did. I was in service.
You gotta sit on it. Yeah.
And then I watched it again and took more notes. And then he said this one thing. He said, now this might sound arrogant, but it's not. Look in the mirror and say, You're good. You're a good person because so many people have had been beaten down by maybe family members, friends, or you'll never be this. You're not pretty
not
enough.
So
you're
many
not
people.
Good.
I think everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's been there.
Has had someone ridicule them or say you don't measure up. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is important that we recognize that in ourselves and say no, that's from Satan. That's from the enemy. I'm a child
that's
of God. I have His DNA, and I can do all things. Through Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the key, through Christ.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all through Christ.
Because He strengthens us.
Exactly. And sweeping out that false humility, too. I think that'd be from that religious side. So you got like the world, which can kind of push you down. But then there's that false humility. And that, you know, it's like always just debasing yourself. And it's like, that's not God. You got to like just get that out of here.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's done anything great. You have to see that greatness. Like nobody's done anything great with such, like a super low self image.
God was with you. If it was great, God, I guarantee you, God helped you to get it done.
Correct. But it's like you can't have this like really low, actually a low opinion of yourself and produce something great. You have to see the greatness of God inside of you, believe in yourself, and then you'll start to produce out of your
heart. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Yeah. Couple more of my
notes
real quick.
What else you got going
there? I got notes.
This is some good stuff. I hope y'all are taking notes.
I know we've interrupted you a lot,
I'm flowing now.
Okay, go.
But it's this idea that God can't bless zero. He can't bless no decision. Once again, back
that's
to just how powerful
say
our choices.
Say that again. God can't
bless zero.
Zero.
You know, that's the multiplication. Mm. Anytime times zero
so
is
true.
All going to flatline
it's
every
always
time.
Zero.
It's always zero. I can't bless no decision. You
say
need
that again.
To make. I can't bless no decision. Indecisiveness.
Right.
I can't bless that.
Wishy-washy indecisiveness.
Yeah, that's that back and forth. But the good news, too, is God's not micromanaging our decision-making processes
either.
I
love that.
And I love that, too, because it's like I've kind of come out of, like, fear of missing it. I don't want to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. God's like, I trust you enough to, like, flow in this area.
And I understand that as a mother because you always want your child to grow and learn things on their own. Jesse always makes the example, like he's teaching, you have to teach your child to tie their shoe, otherwise they'd be 40 years old with their foot in
the lap. I still think of that.
I'd be like,
that is a great example.
Together.
Because we all, they have to try and try and keep trying to get this bow thing going on.
Yeah.
Of course, today is like a lot of Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
But it's a good concept that you have to learn and keep trying until you get it. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
Yeah.
But parents want their kids to learn and learn how to create. And I was thinking about how even when parents let kids paint or draw something or color something, they want to see what the child will do. And they display it on the refrigerator. Because we're proud of and tell them we're proud of their creativity. Well, our father's the same way. He wants us to create and to apply the word of God to make to change things in our lives, to build things, to make things work in our lives and to establish his truths. All this just to bring glory to him.
Yeah. And when you do things for God, he gives you some like a lot of freedom too. I remember, for example, the first time I wrote a song, and I don't know, I was just thinking like, all right, it's just going to hit me. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like an epiphany of a song. But it's like, no, and this is what I wrote here. It's like, once again, putting too much in God's hands, like when he's saying, I've put this in you. And so like concerning songwriting, just as a basic example, it's like, it's not about giving you this one perfect song. It's that I've put in you the gift of creation in this area. Mm. In you are the tools. In you is the gifting. In you is like the authority to make some decisions.
Wow.
So it's like in writing,
that's good.
It's freedom to write. It's freedom to create. It's freedom to learn. You know, so it's just like, it just gave me freedom to stop waiting on like perfection. And it's like, it's like the idea of like, give a man a fish versus teach him how to fish.
Good.
So it's like that idea. It's like, it's not about this one song you're going to write. It's like, no, I've given you the toolkit to produce in that area, like create, write, learn. I've had to learn, you know, so all these like really practical things, but it's like, I'm giving you freedom in this area to flow and to create. Yeah. And then I get into that flow and then I feel a lot of it too. It's like, create your world. It's like, and when you get creative, you're going to spark actually creative God. And then he gets excited. And now it's like, we're working together.
You're collaborating with the Lord on what he's given you.
Correct.
That's so good because, you know, I make jewelry too. And I like to paint. Like I love artistry. And sometimes you can get so tied down to what are people going to think? You know, if I make this, no one is going to wear this or I like it, but I know it's not what, you know, many people want to buy, but it's really not about that. It is in a way, but truly it's him putting something in you. Sometimes it might just be for your creative process. It might, if you write something, somebody might not even see, or a painting they may not even see. It was you and him working together, just being together.
Well,
in
God
him.
Understands, I believe, the self-satisfaction, if you want to think that fulfillment that comes when something is done and created. Whatever the gift is, whether it is making a beautiful dish. You know, I made a cake during the Christmas holidays, and I thought it was pretty beautiful.
Was it the tree?
So I took a picture of it.
I saw that picture, Miss Kathy. Yeah. It's the tree?
It's the Christmas, a chocolate Christmas tree. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not a big baker or anything, but it was something that I did, and I just was proud of it, and the family enjoyed it, and we threw away half of it because we started a diet.
Right.
The part we did eat, we did enjoy.
Right.
But this creativity that we have in us, like you said, God placed it there.
Yeah.
He created in us. He says he breathed into mankind, and he says the breath of lives, not just life. In one translation, it really means, or the definition of it, it was really lives, because they were continually going to create. Adam and Eve continued to do what God placed in them.
Yeah.
So this creative ability wasn't just for reproduction of the human race. It's for every aspect,
right.
To build things, to help the human race prosper, whether it's planting food, building homes, and the energy, all these new inventions that have happened over the years because somebody applied themselves. What is Edison did like a 1,000 ways or 900, a bunch of ways how he messed up. Finally, he found the formula to make electricity.
Right.
And so he didn't give up.
Yeah.
That creative idea, and that is a spark, like you say in your book. Mm-hmm. They're sparks.
Yeah.
And so when we yield to that, God gets the glory and things get done.
You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
One more point I had was, we're not puppets. God's best is a playground of creativity, opportunities, choices, exploration, discovery. And once again, I feel like many Christians are locked up with that fear of missing it. And sometimes we'll take God's best and we'll like kind of like square a box on it. Like, okay, this is the only way that can happen. Like, no, God actually wants to unlock and give you more choices. It's not, you know, just going to square you in a box. And if I could tie it in, the music, it was revisiting songs I've already written.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call it remixes. So I called it Discover Remixes and Instrumentals because it's mostly I'm revisiting songs. But it was a little more extreme than a remix. I'm almost like taking one song and I'm just rethinking it completely. So if you listen to this, you'll hear, and I brought some for everybody here, but you'll hear like a version of Color that I released in 2020. And now this is just totally different, but it's because I just decided to make some different choices, different options. I was like, I just went down a different flow because it's just that power of creativity. You could do whatever you want. And I feel like it's so easy to be like when we play songs for worship, you know, there's a format to stuff, but it's like, you know, sometimes it's easy, like, okay, this is how this song was written. Realistically, you can deconstruct that song and rebuild it in a totally different style if you want to. That's what happened with this CD. And it was just because it's like, it's just, it was a natural little creation of, let me just revisit the song, but hit it with a totally different vibe and all that stuff. And it was fun. And it was like, it was just cool how it worked out. And then 2 years later, I was like, I have enough to like put it together and make an album. So I did it.
That's good.
But it was that same thing. It's just the power of choices. It's like,
you
can take one thing and don't get boxed into a box. Like, go ahead and revisit it if you need to. And that's, it was a lot of revisits. And it was just totally
and
different.
And how can people get this?
Streaming platforms, it's available.
All streaming platforms.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
We'll
and
you have a
website
too.
Yeah, website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The day of CDs. Like, I have CDs for y'all, and I'll put them online if you want to order them.
Digital.
digital is where we're at. Yeah. So streaming platforms, it's there.
It's so great. You know, when you just mentioned we're not God's puppets, and he's placed us on a playground of like creativity. The word playground, to me, we're his children, and that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be fun, you know,
absolutely.
And I've had fun with this theme already. And I know that when we continue to walk in it and see where the Lord's going to bring us, it's going to be like those playground moments where you're playing in the field, you're going on the swings. There's so many different aspects that God wants to take us through with this theme. And you've shared so many great points, Tyler. It's great.
We so appreciate you being here today.
Always great.
It's been so good. And we're so thankful that you've been watching with us. I hope you've learned some things and been encouraged and charged up to go out and create your world and walk in it. Mm-hmm. And if you're a partner, I want to thank you for being our partner and helping us do what we do. If you're not a partner, you can become one by using the information that's on the screen. We always want you to know that we appreciate all that you do. Together, we're reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
Yes,
isn't that
we
wonderful?
Are. I love it.
What
that's
a great,
right.
Great day we've had. I hope you've had fun.
Always. I love it.
That's always fun.
The halls were ringing with your joy and laughter and here in the studio as well.
Yes, indeed. Tyler Fun James.
That's your new name. Well, I know you're going to come back, and I love it when you get time to share with us. And sometimes in the church, too, you share on a Wednesday night. I think we have one coming up pretty soon. That's always blessing.
Exciting.
Then we air those on the website. There's some postings for that. Yeah. I know some past ones you can go and look at. So I know that you'll be blessed by Tyler's ministry, whether it be the teaching or the books or the music.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. Family member.
Yes, indeed.
And you're part of our great family, too. So we thank you so much for watching today. And I pray that you'll watch next week for another great program right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.